the last time that you talked to him, at what time that was, over?
I'd have to check with the mate on it, but it must have been right around quarter after 7, our time, Eastern Standard Time.
This is Goose Roger. Also, did you come about or alter your course any way to look for him, over?
Negative. I got seas going right across my deck here now. I did not. Three folks were coming right up in his vicinity, but no, I didn't.
So this is Goose Sue. Roger, thanks for that information, sir, and I'll get back to you if we come up with anything. Over.
Yeah, okay. W4805.
Listen, Roger, Anderson, Goose Sue, 16-22-22.
Round 22.
Anderson, this is Goose Sue. Roger, sir. Anderson, this is Goose Sue. Roger, sir. Have the three vessels that were outbound past you yet, over?
That is Charlie. We were meeting the one, and I was asking him if he could pick up anything in the radar, and he couldn't. And I don't know, that was the name for, he was the second one out.
This is Group 2, and just for confirmation, sir, he couldn't see any lights to pick him up on radar either, is that correct?
No, I don't know. I thought we were picking him up on radar when I came up in the wheelhouse and talked to the mate. The sea return is real bad, but we thought we had the target. But I don't know. Now I wonder.
This is Group 2, Roger. Thank you very much, sir.
3405. He was up here with all the whole thing was going on. Maybe you could get some better information from him. I might have been wrong on some of what I was giving you.
Lansing Group 2, wait, out. Fitzgerald, this is Group 2. Roger, sir. Right now, we have the information we need. I can go back over it with the mate just to make sure, though. The questions we had were... What time was the last time that you had any comms or that you noticed you had a Fitzgerald in front of you, over?
1900. 1900, he was approximately 15 miles from the high hump at Cliff Point. That's when I was talking to him. He was 15 miles from the land.
So, I understand you had him visually and on the radar, and you lost him in both respects.
No, I didn't have him visually. I had him on radar. He was exactly 10 miles ahead of us. I asked him at the time how everything was going. Just wait once. I asked him how he was making out with his problem. He said he lost those vents and he had a lift, and he said he was holding his own. The last time I talked with him, he said he was holding his own, and that's the last time I lost contact after that.
This is Goose Roger. Goose Roger, that was approximately 1900, correct?
All right. We held him on the radar up to, well, we started getting a lot of sea return, probably around between 8 and 9 miles, and when he got in the sea return, we turned the other radar on, and we wasn't sure of any definite target after that.
This is Goose Sue. Roger that, and also, I understand there were three upbounders that were to keep an eye out for this, for the Fitzgerald, and they passed with negative contact, is that correct?
Roger on that. We tried to call him about 6 or 8 times on emergency FM and emergency FM and every day, and we cannot reach.
This is Goose Roger, sir, and can you give me an idea of what the distance between the ships that were passing each other between the upbounders and downbounders was, over?
Well, he was, say, approximately 2 miles to the east of the course that we came down on off of Whitefish Point, so the upbounders that we met, they should have been just about in the reverse course line of what he was coming, or maybe a mile to the west of that.
This is Goose Sue. Roger, sir. Thank you for that information. One other thing, just for confirmation, they saw no lights and they picked him up. They did not pick him up on radar. But at the same time, you were tracking the three upbounders on radar. Is that correct, Owen?
All right. We were picking up three upbounders up on radar, of course, outside of the sea return ring down around Whitefish Point. And the lookout up here there was keeping a lookout, because at the time I said he was 10 miles, that we should see his lights, and a lookout was keeping a lookout. We never seen any lights or flares or anything.
Anderson, this is Group 2. Roger, thank you for that information, and we'll get back to you if we need any further, over.
Hey, Roger. W4805, the Anderson.
Roger, can you give me the names of the three outbound vessels that were supposed to look for the fifth girl, over?
I didn't get that. I didn't copy that.
Anderson, this is Group 2. Can you help me out, sir, with the names of the three outbound vessels that were to pass the fifth girl? We don't want them with a name for you. Do you have the names of the other two, over?
No, so control.
Yeah, you were coming in broken up. I couldn't read anything.
Control. Roger, we'd like to know the names of the three vessels that were supposed to pass upbound. We know one was the Nanfree. Were the other two saltwater vessels also?
Five.
Anderson, Control. Question, say again?
Was the other one was a Benfree and one was a Nanfree. And I just talked to the Nanfree again. He's right up in that area. I can still pick him up on the radar.
Roger, and the other was the Benfree. And also, there should have been a third vessel. Was that the 8 of 4s, over?
I think I'd heard him talking before, yes.
This is Sioux Control, Roger. Stand by. Conditions, over?
Just a minute. The wind is about west-northwest, 40 to 45 here. We're in the bay here now. The seas are not quite as bad, but all beyond the point there, we were taking water 6 feet high right across our deck.
Roger, sir, when you talk about 6 feet high across your deck, how much freeboard is that, Owen?
We've got about 10 feet. I estimated the waves for some of them, some of the big ones between 20 and 25 feet.
Roger, sir, visibility?
Well, there was occasional snow squalls, but as a rule, good.
Roger, can you give me an estimate in distance? 10 miles?
All of that at times. I mean, they're just diminishing in squalls occasionally, but all of 10 miles. We're picking up the saltwater vessels coming down toward, well, we saw Whitefish at about 20 miles.
Are there any other vessels casting either downbound or upbound in that area?
Those three saltwater vessels are in the area. Well, one of them is up past area now, but when we last had contact with him, the mate had talked to him at about 10 minutes after 7, 1910, and he said he was going along fine and no problems. Except that he didn't have a radar, and that's when the mate gave him his position, 15 miles north of the Chris Point at 144 degrees. What was it? He told him the last time he was just 15 miles from that big high land in back of Chris Point. North of it.
Roger, sir. Thank you very much for that information. If we need anything else, we'll be contacting you. I'm negative 30 here. Yeah. Still up.
Roger, W4805. Yeah, this is the Anderson. Say, I was just one more thing I was happened to think about. That this girl is a mothership, the same as we are. You might be able to check through the rain and see if there are two your stations up there on Grand Marais. So if you put in a position, a weather report.
Roger, sir. We've been in contact with Station Grand Marais. They report that they've heard nothing of the SS Fitzgerald. Over.
No, I was just wondering, he is a mothership. He could have put it in the rain or any place. I was just wondering whether you could check through on that.
What's your present position on the weather conditions, over?
Now, we're down here about 2 miles off of Parisian Island right now. We were just getting ready to call you and give us your time at Parisian. But the wind is west-northwest about 40, 45 here in the bay. But outside there, I took one seal, like a 10.5 feet of freeboard. And I got the extra deck back there, and I took one up around the lifeboat. So there was some very heavy seas occasionally.
Is it calming down at all, do you think?
In the bay here it is, but the way the fellas that I heard a couple of fellas I saw was talking up there, a couple of them wish they hadn't gone out.
Control, Roger. Did you pass anybody else that was upbound just recently?
A negative. The last three we met were those three saltwater vessels, the Nan 3, the Ben 3, and I can't remember the name of the other one.
This is Control, Roger. We have it. Do you think there's any possibility that you could come about and go back there and do any searching? Over.
God, I don't know. That sea out there is tremendously large. If you want me to, I can, but I'm not going to be making any time. I'll be lucky to make 2 or 3 miles an hour going out back out that way.
This is the Ship Control, Roger. Well, you have to make the decision as to whether you would be or not, but you're probably one of the only vessels right now that can get to the scene. We're going to try to contact those saltwater vessels and see if they can't possibly come about and come back also. But I understand you are alerted, is that correct?
The radar here 10 minutes ago, and they were right up to that area.
This is Ship Control, Roger. We will contact them and see if we can't get them to search in the area also. We're trying to get a Coast Guard aircraft launch to come up to the area, but I would say things look pretty bad. Like she may have split apart at the seams like the Morrell did a few years back, over.
This is just what I'm wondering, because the mate come up here, we landed off, and the last known position that we had on them was 14 miles west of Copper Mine Point. And now, we had been told, we just talked to him, about 10 after 7, and he said everything was fine, and of course, when the sea returned, never saw anything about it. But we saw no, there should have been ring buoys with lights on them flashing, and the visibility was good.
You are definitely sure that he was ahead of you, is that correct?
That is true, yes. And the wind was west northwest out there, steady 55, gusting to 70.
Ship Control, Roger. Well, again, you think you could come about and go back and take a look in the area, over?
I'll go back and take a look, but God, I'm afraid that I'm going to take a hell of a beating out there on it. If they could get a search, if they could get a chopper over there, they'd be blowing over toward Copper Mine Point, and I don't know how far in there I could get. Let me take a look at the chart again.
Roger, standing by 22.
They're a little late, but there's also 4 boats under white bay. I'm cleared out here to Freezing Island, but I'll turn around and give it a whirl, but God, I don't know. I'll give it a try. Yeah, dude, there's 4 vessels under white face too. You better pack those anchors again. Do you read that, Ship Control?
This is Ship Control, Roger. This is the captain of the port speaking. That would be good if you could turn around and head out that way. And we're going to try to get as many other vessels that can possibly get underway and proceed to that area. Over.
Yeah, do you realize what the conditions are out there? Do you realize what the conditions are out there, don't you?
It's still control. Affirmative. From what your reports are, I can appreciate the conditions. Again, though, I have to leave that decision up to you as to whether you'll be hazarding your vessel or not. If you think you can safely go back into the area, I would request that you do so, but I have to leave that decision up to you, over.
Well, I'll go out and take a look, but I know when I was about 15 miles above Whiteface, we took a sea right over the top of the hatch crane up here, and that's 8 feet up in the water, too, so I don't know whether I can do it or not. I'll give it a try, but that's all I can do.
Ship Control, Roger, keep me posted on your progress, and we'll be back in touch with you, over.
Okay, it'll be 40 to 5.
Missing Edmund Fitzgerald in your area. Request you search an area 15 miles due west, Copper Mines Point, Ontario, and 15 miles north of Cliff Point. Over. Sir, that was the last known position of the Edmund Fitzgerald at approximately 7:10 local time tonight. This control, request to know if you will be able to come to a dead slow and still maintain headway, sir.
Sir, control, the captain of the port speaking. We have no other vessels in that vicinity right now. Well, I guess I should say there are several other saltwater vessels there that we're also trying to have assist in the search. But it looks from the information that we have that it's fairly certain that the Fitzgerald went down. And we're talking now about a matter of life and death and looking for survivors that might be in life rafts or in the water. And we can only ask the masters to do the best without hazarding their vessel. If you think it would be unsafe and would hazard your vessel, then you have to do whatever best you can. But if you could come about and head into the sea and try to stay in that area, and maybe we could pick up some survivors. If not at night, then maybe at first light. Over. Roger, we would appreciate that. Anything that you can do, if the captain feels it would unduly hazard his vessel to come about, then he should not do so. Over.
Okay, go ahead.
Humphrey, this is to control. Did you overhear what I was saying to Captain O'Brien, and how did you feel about coming about and searching in that area? Over. To control. Roger, understand. Request you to do the best you can and see if you could sight any sign of any lights in the water or any debris or any life rafts or anything that might indicate survivors from the vessel. Over. Control. Roger, I understand. We'll be standing by on 16. Give us a call if you on what progress you make and any sightings. Over.
remember, it's just radio problem.
I'm afraid, John.
Well, okay, Bernie, take it easy.
I'll take care, John.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I'll be on your phone.
What happened?
Any information
concerning Edmund Fitzgerald? Yes, we have.
Roger, sir. Would it be any way possible that you'd would be able to get underway and search for survivors?
I'll have to notify the captain and call you back.
All right,
just
go be standing by.
Well, point fast, so I'm heading up as close as I dare to Pancake Shoal, and then I'll come back up on that ball right ahead. Took my stem right into the wind.
Roger, I understand that you have come about and started
the
search, is that correct?
Negative, not yet. I'm under check. I'm not up to the position to start yet.
All right, sir. Request you keep us advised.
Yeah, it's pretty good sight you're running out here. I just can't
picture it. Okay, well, Roger, do you think the wind is abating a little bit, over?
It seems to be moderating a little bit right now, and at least I hope so. That low is moving pretty fast, and we're on the backside of it. I have high hopes that it'll ease up, but there is a huge sea out here.
That's good control, Roger. We talked to the Weather Bureau also, and they said it had reached its peak and was coming down a little bit, and they expected that by morning it should be down somewhere around 15 to 20 sometime in the morning.
I'll tell you, if you're going to start your search, the way the wind and the sea has been out there, the search is, I think it should be conducted from the land side out first.
Super control, Roger. As you say, over there by Pancake Shoal, pretty good spot.
Yeah, just like when we were in with a search for those other boys that were up off here before, I was involved with that, and they wound up at Pancake Shoal.
Super control, Roger. You're heading on a westerly course now?
I'm heading almost north-northwest, so I can get up close to Pancake Shoal and go out on a heading that the with my stem right into the eye of the world of the sea.
Under control, Roger, and you're riding that speed pretty good now?
Well, I'm under check. I haven't got the full force of them yet, but they're still big. I'm still getting a little bit of a lead from Whitefish yet, but I've got it under check here right now.
Roger, so what about what the speed would that be normally on?
Well, it would normally be around 9-10 miles an hour, but we'll be making a lot less than that.
Roger, appreciate your help, and we're trying to get a couple other vessels up there from Whitefish Point also.
I don't know. It seems funny. I mean, we've been shadowing them all the time, and then they started looking for them, they couldn't find them.
Bay here for me to get going and get out of here and with a gyro, the particular thing. something that came out of the slough there this afternoon in that 55 mile an hour wind there, and we got going around to try to make the ranges. Fortunately, we were able to get the ranges and I could work her magnetically, but as I say, I'd get out there with without a gyro and getting absolute course lines, and that I'd be in jeopardy with my crew.
We request then that any time that you do decide to get underway, you do keep a sharp eye for possibly debris or any survivors.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're monitoring all the radio conversations there, and it's one of those things that occurred. I would be more than willing to go out there, but with the situation with the gyro that I have here, I have problems. So constantly, I don't want to jeopardize the vessel of my crew.
Thank you, sir.
Received
thanks
for letting us go on. Thank you, Motorist Rush, WGN 96, clear.
Get underway. The common working frequency would be channel 1200, over. Zoo Control 7236, roger, and are they commercial vessels, over? 7236, Zoo Control, the Anderson, motor vessel Anderson is a vessel that's presently coming around, getting underway. The Hildemar Jane is also getting underway, also a commercial vessel, over. 236, what was that last vessel? Hildemar Jane, over.
The vessel you're searching for is the Edmund Fitzgerald. Standby one, let me get the Arthur Anderson on his frequency. He is the vessel that reported seeing the Fitzgerald disappear from his radar screen, and he was the last one that was in radar contact with him. And I also believe he will be the closest vessel to the scene as he gets back on scene there. But standby one, and we will get him on this frequency. Over.
Yes, Anderson on 12.
The Arthur Anderson, this is Zoo Control. I have aircraft 7236, Coast Guard aircraft 7236 on scene. Do you see him, over?
Negative. What is his exact position? Does he have channel 16?
Roger.
Is that all? Zoo Control, this is the Anderson.
Anderson to Control, request you stand by on this frequency and maintain comms with us and the aircraft. We will use this as the common search frequency.
Over. Roger.
Hello, Coast Guard aircraft. Yes, I see you there now. We'll put our search light right on you.
Negative. I've got you
inside. Okay, fine. That can't keep showing. Are you, do you have a little map there of where it is?
I'm taking your traffic, guys.
I said, do you have an area map there that shows pancake zone?
Affirmative.
Well, that wind was west-northwest and very steady from about the west-northwest all afternoon. Do you drop any flares or anything out of
London? Yeah, we have one forward. We're just planning on it. At this time, but where was the ship? My ship in relation to the position of your position at this time, over.
Where it be?
Yeah, where would I stand when you lost radar?
We lost contact. Well, the last known contact we had was 14 miles west of Copper Mine Point, but we don't know whether we had them later than that or not because of the tremendous signature we turned on our radar.
Roger.
Okay, it's going to be 45.
That's a crossing of 15 miles due north of Kirk Point. That would put him on the upbound track. Were you upbound north of the downbound track?
Roger. We've been up to the north, and we came down off of Ottawa, just off of the west end of Michipicoten. We're both steering around 140 degrees true for Whitefish Point from Michipicoten.
So you were very close then to the upbound track at that position, right?
Well, no, we were even east of the upbound track. We were actually east of that. If you take the layoff 14 miles west of Copper Mine Point, we would have been up there for weather and coming back down.